Those of you who listen to True Crime Brewery know that we're always interested in the backstories of the protagonists, both the victim and the criminal. What was their childhood like? Were there early signs that might have predicted later behavior? What was in their mind? How did that child grow up to be such a damaged adult? And we find we're usually both enlightened and amazed. Susan Smith is one example that comes to mind in the cases that we have presented. A seemingly loving, devoted mother with no history of violence, she killed her two children by leaving them strapped in a car to drown in a lake.
And how about Jeffrey McDonald, the all-American physician, who was convicted of murdering his wife and two children? Today, we are excited to introduce you to a new series from Wondery called Imagined Life that takes you through that path. However, Imagined Life will take you on some twists. The people whose early lives they are going to immerse you in did not turn out to be killers, but instead famous people who you recognize and probably admire. And they will ask you to imagine that you are that person. Just sit back, let go, and you'll be immersed into that person's innermost thoughts as he or she experiences adversity, hope, trial, and error. But only in the final minute of the show will you find out who you are.
You are about to hear a preview of Imagined Life. As you follow along, listen for the clues. After listening to this preview, be sure to subscribe to Imagined Life on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to True Crime Brewery. You can also find a link in our episode notes.
Imagine. It's the mid-80s and you're graduating from college. It's a sunny day. The first in a while. The rolling lawns of your university seem greener than normal. Maybe it's because your parents are here and you're seeing everything through their eyes. They're so proud of you. Girls are all in form-fitting black cocktail dresses. The guys in dark suits and skinny ties with trendy asymmetrical haircuts. A classmate asks you to take a photo of him and some friends before the ceremony.
Get together, you guys. How do we look? Like a poor man's Duran Duran.
You can make jokes because you're not nervous. It's almost as if this whole day is happening to someone else. You should be on the top of the world. After years of committed study, a 3,000-word dissertation in French, a semester abroad in Paris, and lots of tests that you aced without having to study too much. You're graduating. But something just feels off. Underwhelming. False. Like your heart's not in it.
Thomas Johnson. Amanda Jones. Colin Jones.
When you hear your name, you rise from your seat and cross the stage. As you take your diploma from the dean's outstretched hand, you spot your parents in the crowd, beaming from ear to ear, applauding so wildly it looks like their hands might fall off. You've never seen them happier, at least not in the year since your mom got sick. It's surreal to see your mother in a wheelchair. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when you were 15. That's when your entire world turned upside down. The ceremony ends. You go to your parents, they hug you, congratulate you. You ask one of the Duran Duran lookalikes from earlier to snap a family photo. You make sure to get a shot with each parent holding the diploma, which is fitting because this is a moment they've been looking forward to all their lives. Your college graduation is their dream come true. It's not yours. You have a dream that's yours, but it's buried deep inside, so deep that you've barely acknowledged it to yourself, let alone said it out loud. It will take you many years of failure, abuse, poverty, and loss before you start to realize who you were meant to be. Want to know who you are? Here are three clues. You're a woman. You will go on public assistance. And